4 holiday scams to watch out for.
Have you ever been robbed or tricked while you were on holiday? Here are 4 stories of holiday scams to watch out for. 1. The airport.
I was at the airport once on my way home after a 2-week holiday. I'd arrived early and walked straight up to the check-in desk, which was practically empty. After showing the man there my ticket and passport, I took my bags off the trolley and put them onto the conveyor belt. As soon as I'd finished, I picked up my boarding card, but as I turned round to take the trolley back, I saw a young man walking off with it, along with my 50 cents in the slot. What a cheek, I thought. It wasn't the money, it was the principle. I mean, he didn't even ask.
2. The market.
I was at a market once looking for some souvenirs to take back home. One of the stallholders showed me this beautifully carved wooden statue. It looked really nice, so I thought I'd buy it as a present for my parents. The woman wrapped it up for me in brown paper and bubble wrap, and I took it back to my hotel and packed it in my bag. However, when I got home to the UK and opened the package, I saw that she'd switched the nice statue for a cheap plastic one.
3. The train station.
I was at a train station with my girlfriend once, standing in front of a ticket machine, when this elderly guy came up to us and asked where we were going. I told him, and before I could say anything, he put in his credit card and paid for the tickets. He looked honest, so we gave him the cash, and then he disappeared. Later, as we passed through the ticket control to board the train, we'd found that we'd paid €84 for 2 single tickets that were worth less than €3. On top of that, we had to go back to get 2 more tickets.
4. The motorway. After a pleasant 3-week holiday by the beach, we packed up our bags and put them into the rental car so we could drive to the airport for our flight home. As we were driving along the motorway, we were pulled over by the police. One of the police officers came over to my window and asked to see my driving license and the car insurance paperwork. While he was talking to me, another officer was at the back of the car inspecting the boot. Eventually, the officer handed back my papers and told us that we could leave. But when we got to the rental office to return the car, we realized that our bags that had been in the boot were missing. They were fake cops!